Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Lewis Fine, and this is the Walden Bromley final broadcast for 2015 and our forecasts for 2016. These predictions are guaranteed to happen. I repeat, these predictions are guaranteed to happen. I also do not have a crystal ball. I do not have a Ouija board. I do not have ESP. I have no special powers. I am not a soothsayer. I do not charge money for these predictions, even though they are true and they will happen. I am simply and humbly an observer of human nature and the relationship between the predictability, and not in a good way, of human nature and business, the way the two interact, and what we can expect in 2016, because it is what has happened in 2015, 2014, 2013, 2012, 2011, 2010, going back to recorded time with regard to the relationship between man, society, business, and the public at large. I should also note, however, that in this extended broadcast, all of these predictions, which are guaranteed to happen, also provide an opportunity in the here and now as I deliver this message for people to avoid these things from happening. The fact that they will happen, despite the avoidable nature of the problem, emphasizes the fact that this is something that recurs year after year, regardless of the admonitions that are offered, the advice that is dispensed, and the counsel that is provided to executives, entrepreneurs, business owners of companies large and small. But still, I will persist and persevere in my own way by making this program a sermon of sorts, a call to action, and a reminder that the more observant you are of your own behavior, the better you can become a leader, an effective executive, and a successful owner of a business. Because when we speak of human nature, with regard to those sins that are an indelible part of our psychology, we don't necessarily have to think in theological terms. In fact, we can remove the divine, we can separate it from this conversation and look at and accept the truth of human psychology, the biology of man and woman, that we are both, as I like to say, wardens and prisoners of our minds. And there are inherent limitations to the human brain which influence our behavior, which is another way of saying, in 2016, there will still be individuals, executives and business owners, who practice deceit, who indulge in pride, who are filled with envy, who are fueled by greed, who are selfish, impatient, and in a futile pursuit of shortcuts in lieu of accepting and performing the necessary work, the exercise, the hard work that is an inseparable requirement to success. There will always be companies that will risk their reputations, that will jeopardize the integrity of their respective brands, and will undermine the quality of the goods and services they sell for the pursuit of greater profits. and increase sales at any expense. And I know where that road ends. I know where that path leads. And history, more than anything else, confirms what I am about to say. The end point with regard to greed, deceit, pride, envy, selfishness, sloth, and the refusal to do good work for the good of consumers and the public results in the ruination of a business, the collapse of a brand, the termination of employment of both the executive and the employees who are his or her enablers, and a divorce from consumers who would otherwise be your most loyal supporters and the evangelists responsible for the word-of-mouth marketing that can make your business into an everlasting brand, because therein lies a distinction that I have made before in print, that I have articulated in previous shows, and I make here again on this New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2015. There is a fundamental difference between running a business, no matter how profitable or successful it is, and building and having earned the right to call yourself a brand, because a brand has incalculable worth. It adds to the overall value of a company in a way that a traditional profit and loss, a P&L statement, cannot convey, and yet at the same time captures the emotional energy, loyalty, and support of consumers and resonates by winning hearts and minds. And when a brand does that, and there are only a finite number of brands, the companies themselves may change over time and over the course of years, but the number of brands, great brands like Apple and Rolex and the Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts, these are high-end luxury brands, but there are also commercial brands that have mass appeal, that maintain a sense of class, whether it's Tiffany & Company at the higher end or some aspects of national hoteliers at a more affordable price range. The fact is, when you have a brand, you have something that people have an emotional relationship to, and they become fervent unofficial spokespeople on behalf of that brand, and they patronize it not just once or twice, but whenever the opportunity arises, whenever there is a demand, and whenever or wherever they happen to be in proximity to your store, your service station, your retailer, your brand, period. So we can expect in 2016 a repeat of human nature. Unless there is a radical change in human biology and a massive leap in evolution, what is shall be, and what shall be shall remain forevermore within our lifetimes and for centuries forward, because evolutionary change is very slow change. It is not necessarily observable change. It is only observable after the fact, when we piece those parts together and we create a narrative of the story of a species. And that segues into the next point, which again is a guaranteed fact for 2016. And that is, storytelling will remain an indelible part of marketing, branding, and communications. The difference then as now, the difference that will carry over into 2016, 2017, and 2018 is this. Storytelling is as old as the oral narratives that we have inherited and that we will bequeath to future generations, whether it be the Odyssey or any of the other fables that, though they are available in written form, have their origins in the great oral narratives, first in Greek and Latin, that tell stories about action and adventure, virtue, heroism, leadership, sacrifice, martyrdom, and the longevity of those principles that in any political situation, in any country, in any environment, transcend the moment and win the hearts and minds, again, the hearts and minds of people, regardless of their race, nationality, or lifestyle. The difference, however, is that those storytelling is as old as the medium itself. There will be very few good storytellers. There are very few good storytellers. The art of storytelling will be just as difficult to master in 2016 as it is at this moment, as I record this program on the 31st of December, New Year's Eve, 2015, because the art of storytelling is an art that combines drama, theatricality, passion, the modulation of voice, tone, and tenor, and an ability to speak to issues that will always appeal to people that have universal power. They are magnetic in the way they sound, in the way they are told, and a great storyteller can take an ordinary story and transform it into an extraordinary tale based on the details responsible for a character's motivation, the details that define the physical environment in which the narrative unfolds, the details that explain the tensions between one character versus another, the details that are the elements responsible for a family tree and in turn a family saga that will be told before a campfire, indoors or outdoors, that will be written, whether it be in an electronic book for you to touch, swipe, and turn with your fingers, or an actual physical book in which you can read the print, the black ink, and the particular font that has been impressed upon page of that paperback or hardcover work of nonfiction or fiction. The art of storytelling will still be difficult to learn, will be even more difficult to master, and there will be very few great storytellers in 2016 because there are very few great storytellers in any year. We can also expect in the new year more of the same with regard to social media, which is to say, the vast majority of companies use social media the wrong way. As a result, they don't enjoy the benefits and they shall not reap the rewards associated with social media because it is a form of storytelling unto itself. And when you use sentence fragments and post links to overly promotional pages about your company or your product or series of services, you are not communicating with the public, you are not connecting with your consumers, and you are not engaged in storytelling. You are instead doing something that is very easy, that is further proof of the power, the negative power of laziness. It is very easy to post five words or less and a link to some page that tells me nothing. It gives me no incentive to do anything but avoid your page, when the real work should be on storytelling. Give me substance, news I can use with style, written with panache in a voice that is so unmistakably your own, that is passionate, that is infused with conviction, and resonates on the screen, whether it be through my smartphone or through my tablet or my laptop or desktop. When I see those words, when I read those sentences, when I go through those paragraphs, and a connection not only is made, a story is told, and I, as a reader, maintain my interest from start to finish. You can do that provided you invest the time and understand and respect the potency of not only the medium of storytelling, but the medium and the platform provided by social media. Which brings me to my third point with regard to a guaranteed truth that we will experience in 2016. There will still be companies in which there is an abdication of leadership. That is, there are companies today, and there will be companies tomorrow, in which there are leaders in name only. There are CEOs, there are COOs, there are CFOs, there are members collectively of the executive suite, but there is no one individual possessed of the morals, the ethics, the drive and ambition, and most importantly, the common sense to do the right thing for the right reasons when no one is looking. Because you do these things based on principles that you accept that you will never sacrifice. And you do these things without regard to the media dividends you may reap as a result of your leadership. Leaders make choices. Some of those choices are not popular. Some of those choices may result in a leader having lost his or her office or his or her power for having done the right thing, despite popular opinion, despite the response by consumers, despite the feedback from critics. But the abdication of leadership, buck passing, offering excuses, issuing denials, and producing convoluted and not very persuasive explanations will persist in the new year. That is why there are many companies, there are many businesses, but I return to this point again, there are few brands, because brands are built with integrity. There is the collective toil, sweat, blood, and tears of employees who have a vested interest, and I speak not of a financial interest, though there may in fact be an economic incentive to do these things, but they have an investment in creating something. They don't simply have a job. They don't simply go to work. They don't simply collect a paycheck. They have careers, and they take those careers seriously because they have invested years to master their craft, to learn their specialty, and to apply their expertise on behalf of a constituency of businesses, a constituency of consumers, a constituency within the public, a constituency for the good of all, based on the excellence of all within a company. We can expect that those brands will remain few in number but great in power, while the vast majority of other companies will remain as businesses, despite however profitable they are. No matter how significant their sales are, because the great leap across that chasm that separates businesses from brands involves suppressing the baser instincts of human nature that I referenced at the beginning of this program: pride, greed, envy, vengeance, sloth. Those things, though they are part of our biology, our psychology, we can discipline ourselves, not to perfection, because perfection is impossible when we ourselves are imperfect human beings, but we can make ourselves better. We can pursue good, and good is attainable. Perfection is impossible. So will we continue to make mistakes despite embracing the goodwill and the goodness of our cause? Absolutely. It's unavoidable. But the greater our awareness, the less likely those mistakes will recur. But recur they will in 2016 and in 2017 and in 2018 and for decades and centuries to come. Which brings me to my fourth point. Do not fool yourself, because, to paraphrase the late great physicist Richard Feynman, you are the easiest person to fool. Do not fool yourself by investing exclusively in expensive technology and software that purportedly is the answer, the only answer that you allegedly need to succeed. Because if that were true, if there were one piece of software, if there were one application, if there were one collection of pieces of technology that ensured the ability to recognize, market to, and cement relationships with consumers, every company that could afford said software or technology would have it, and every company that had it would be successful. We know for a fact that there are many companies that use the same technology that is supposed to do the same thing, produce the same outcome, when in fact it yields very different outcomes. We must not fool ourselves. And yet we will do just that in 2016. I don't mean to be negative. I don't mean to be excessively critical. I don't mean to end this year on a pessimistic note. In fact, we should be optimistic in listening to this broadcast. I am optimistic in delivering this broadcast because, as I said before, and I repeat now, these things are avoidable. If not in whole, certainly in part, if you are aware of them, if you make yourself aware of them by disciplining yourself not to be greedy, not to be lazy, not to be consumed by anger, fear, and pride, but to pursue your goals based upon the ideals of excellence for the purpose of excellence. Not for the purpose of profits, not for the purpose of financial gains, not for the purpose of name recognition. Those things may accrue to you as a result of your pursuit of excellence, but the pursuit of excellence unto itself is and should be enough, and you can do that. You have the power to do that if you discipline yourself. Human nature, as I said at the beginning of this program, and let me reiterate again and again, human nature is very predictable and not in a good way. But the fact that we know it's predictable, the fact that we know these things will happen in 2016, as they did in 2015, as they did in 2014, as they have done for many years, decades, and centuries. For two millennia, these things have happened. They are inscribed in the books, both sectarian and secular, and they are constant reminders of what we do, which is wrong, the sins we commit, and the sins we can avoid. And all of these things are avoidable. We won't become perfect. We won't become ideals or angelic examples. We won't become demigods, but we will become better people with a better business, with better products and services, if we accept that we are fallible, yes, but we can reduce the errors we commit. We can reduce those sins of omission and commission. Which brings me to my final prediction about 2016, and that is reputations will be compromised, reputations will be ruined, reputations will be built in 2016 because of the respective sins, the vices on the one hand, and the virtues on the other, that individual executives will make in the year to come. There will be those whose greed will be exposed. There will be those whose negative attitudes and demands for shortcuts at the expense of the consumer and at the expense of quality will be revealed. There will be companies that, despite the evidence before them and regardless of the arguments presented to them, will, as a result of a corruption of values or a criminal corruption, ruin their individual reputations. At the other end of the spectrum, reputations will be built. Leaders will emerge, as they always have and they always will, in accordance with their fidelity to truth, transparency, respect for the consumer, never taking anything for granted, maintaining a competitive atmosphere within the workplace that does not politicize the office, that brings people together on behalf of a common goal that benefits the commonweal and the commonwealth where that company may operate. And that, more than anything else, can enhance, strengthen, and reveal a reputation for the better of everyone. And just as much as power may corrupt, and absolute power may corrupt absolutely, power also reveals, and it will build those reputations, and it will ruin those other reputations in this year to come. But remember this as I conclude this program, as we conclude this year, and as we begin anew. You can do it. It is within your power to be a better person, to be a better listener, to be a better reader, to be a better communicator, to be a more upstanding citizen, to be a better friend, to be a better parent, to be a better sibling, to be a better son or daughter, to be a better person, period. And that has nothing to do with business. It has to do with character. And if you embrace your character, you will come a person worthy of adulation, a person others seek to emulate based on your behavior, based on your character. So enjoy this year ahead. Be happy, be healthy, and be mindful. Thank you so much. I'm Louis Fine.